It's 107.7 The Bone, baby Huey, along with Joe Hawk. And Joe, we're out here backstage at the Bay Area Stuff for 2016 Vans Warped Tour.
Yep.
And we're very excited right now. We have a big band here.
Yeah, no, we have From Ashes to New.
What's good, y'all?
How's it going, guys?
It's going. I think like we just all rolled out of bed.
Yes, I totally did.
So, for even audio and video, go ahead and give a quick roll call, name, and what you do in the band.
Brandon, I play the flute.
I'm Harold. I play tambourine.
I'm Lance. I play the cowbell.
Awesome.
And I'm Matt, and I'm a vocalist.
I'm Brandon. I play guitar and scream at people.
I'm me, and I play the thing that goes around my shoulders.
That's awesome.
I think it has strings, but I'm not sure.
Six or four.
As many as you want.
We don't have
seven. A four string in this.
Band. I have seven because, you know, just leave him alone.
It's like cranking the amp up to 11, right? You just got to have that one extra level.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's awesome. Well, hey, guys, thank you again for making the time today. I'm guessing we're your first interview of the day.
You are.
This is true.
Just wake up and everything?
Yes.
How was the drive up here?
Bumpy.
It was brutal.
A couple bands have said that. It's bumpy.
There was a lot of construction going on.
Did you guys come up to 5 or?
I have no idea.
I wasn't driving. I have no clue.
I'm guessing 5. 5 has a lot of
construction. The generator kept going off, so every now and again it would become like 90 degrees in my bum.
Oh,
so
yeah. Really? It was a fun old time for all.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Yeah, no.
Well, let's go ahead and just jump right into it. It's
one of those.
What are those? I know we're coming towards the end of Warped Tour. So how's been the tour been going for you guys?
It's been great, but it's been very, 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 emphasis on very hot.
Really?
The rest of this interview, let's just very, 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 very.
And very. You forgot very. A very, though.
Very.
I love this. This is the best interview so far.
Very.
Can we get
That's it. It's just very.
What about very?
It's
all good.
It's very anything you want it to be. You end it with whatever.
So for you guys, just kind of looking down at the list of bands, definitely I would say probably more heavier, hard rock compared to maybe like some more of the punk rock. And all. How's it been for you guys playing this Warped Tour audience?
It's been great, man. I mean, you know, I think everyone out here is open-minded to different styles of music. So I don't think you come to a tour like this wanting to see one particular band or, you know, you wouldn't come to a festival. So the cool thing is there's still people out there trying to find new music, and we're new. So, you know, there's a lot of people that have seen us for the first time, and they're really receptive, and it's just been great.
Yeah, because this is actually your first Warped Tour, correct?
Correct, yep.
And you guys have been around for a couple of years.
Yeah, we started touring last March, so
okay. This
is our second. This will be our second start of our full year touring.
And you actually have a full album out. If you guys want to plug that right now,
day one.
Yeah, perfect.
And we have a single, Lost and Alone, which if it's not on your station yet, it should be soon. Mm-hmm. Through It All was our first single, and I can't get over the fact that Chris Rock is over there.
Well, Shoreline's a legendary venue here in the Bay Area, so just so many great acts have come through here.
That's crazy. You know it has says.
Metallica's everything. No, it's the Bay Area. We're just so much great music comes through here. That's actually, Metallica, the night before the Super Bowl.
I've heard of that band.
Yeah.
Have you heard of them?
I do.
They're new, right?
They just came out a little bit ago.
They're a great folk band.
Oh, you're a supporter, though. You must have picked that. They're on Warped, right? I think they're on the full sale stage.
I think so. They might have. They have a lot of potential there. It's actually funny. I was with Lars the other night at, not the name drop, but I was at the Suicide Squad.
Plug.
Yeah. I was at the Suicide Squad screening this past Monday, and Lars was there with his kids. He always brings his kids to all the superhero movies. I'm like, that's good parenting right there.
Right?
Isn't that movie rated like R?
No, it's PG-13.
PG-13.
Oh, okay.
I think it might have been better if it was
R. I'd like him and get him to the Greek. You know?
Shows how much I pay attention.
Yes. Yeah. Well, for you guys, what are the perks performing on Warped Tour versus maybe doing your own solo headline tour?
But we haven't done a headliner yet.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet.
We've done a couple headline shows, but we're just going to forget that we did those.
Yeah, we'll pretend like they didn't exist.
Start over.
Yeah. So, Warped Tour, you know, I mean, there's pros and cons to everything you do, right? So, we've been on tour since April. So, that's why we all look like we're going to die after this interview.
Yes.
But, I mean, Warped Tour, you get a crowd that doesn't necessarily listen to the mainstream market. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They listen to a very underground market, but... Mm-hmm. You know, what's funny is a lot of the people that we've seen out on Warped Tour are like, yeah, I heard your song on the radio. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're starting to hear this stuff cross over. I think it all just depends on the fans you get in front of. A lot of these Warped Tour fans are very passionate, and they'll stick with you through the rest of your career, you know? Not saying that other fans won't, but I think this is a good place to find new people.
Nice. It's for you guys, what's next after Warped Tour? What's the rest of the plans for the rest of the year?
Well, we're going to get on an airplane, and then I'm going to take a nap for about 3 weeks. Yeah. So I guess technically that would be hibernation.
Yeah.
It's a nap.
Yeah. Or a nap.
It's a nap. No. It's a disco nap.
At what point does a nap turn into hibernation? How long?
That's why I said like 3 weeks. It's
that's
like
not long enough?
I don't think so.
I think anything over 12 hours.
I think that's hibernation then.
No.
Or a coma.
You got to eat a lot of nuts.
I might store some in my cheeks.
You're going to eat nuts?
Yeah, I'm going to store some acorns in my cheeks.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whew, different page.
Yeah, not. Whoa. Whoa.
We're on a different page. Hey.
But no, we have Canada after this with Five Finger Death Punch, Papa Roach, and 6 AM.
Oh, that is awesome.
No, actually, hey, eight inches.
Soft.
Oh, geez. 8 inches. That's right. That's right. Bit on our show, 8 inches. John Travolta.
Wait. That's combined, right? Yeah.
Collectively.
Correct.
What? Well, no, I'm glad you guys just brought this up. I was watching some videos of you guys at the APMAs recently. And, first off, how was that award show for you guys?
It was good, man. I was going to say some more controversial stuff on, you know, when I announced the Best Bassist Award. No.
It's all to him now.
It's mine now.
It's all him.
You go away.
Something about this looks very normal for you.
I was going to say, natural.
Was it?
It does look.
Oh. You mean that?
Somebody got a water bottle?
So anyway, I was going to say something very controversial, and I'm glad I didn't. I think it went over well. We did a couple of interviews in the beginning, which I don't recall any of. And I announced the Best Bassist Award. I screwed up my lines because I memorized them. They were on a tell. No.
I want to say something.
Don't use Lance's
mic.
Pick Mike. Any mic.
It's my mic.
That's Lance's mic.
Uh-oh.
This one goes to me.
Look at
the size of yours.
No, I thought that was kind of ironic because we don't have a bass player.
Yeah.
Shh. Yes, we do.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Tim plays it with his toes.
Oh, that's right.
So I messed my lines up.
What was the line?
I don't even remember. Okay. I memorized it for that night, and it was just like I blanked it out. But there was a teleprompter as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going my speed, but the teleprompter is going another speed. So I just ad-libbed it.
I thought it had something to do with potatoes.
Yeah.
And unicorns.
Well, you guys just had your tour early this year with Five Finger Death Punch and Papa Roach. How was that last year?
See, you're in the same boat as us, man. Everything's starting to run together.
It's all one year now.
Seriously, like in our industry, there's so much to keep track of.
Right, exactly.
How was that for you guys?
It was great, man. We're getting ready to go back out with them again. Yeah. Canada.
Yes. Nice.
Are you going?
Where?
To tour.
To Canada?
You going
to
go on tour, you think? You might not be going.
Oh, I might not be going.
Chris might not be going either.
Yeah, no, that would make two of us.
It'll be a three-piece in Canada.
Good luck with that.
Well, then we'll try it out.
Should we just go ahead and just like strap the bass drum to the back like this, with some strings and stuff?
The drummer's going to be there, so we're good on that end, but we'll have to figure out the singer thing.
And other guitarist and screamer thing.
Yeah. We'll just call fans on the stage every night.
There you go. Look.
Surfaces.
Oh, yeah. I can slap it to bass.
Yeah.
Slap it to bass. So, like, seeing you guys are fairly new to touring, like, how is it, like, are you guys on a bus? You guys are on a bus, right? Or do you guys get a van?
No van.
No van? On a bus?
Yes.
Not a van down by the river? No?
It's whatever you want it to be.
All right. So how
it's
is it,
not a van.
How's it being confined with everyone on the road? Like, just getting used to everyone's, like, routine, or is it just, like, one big old, like, buddy slumber party?
Well, we schedule one day a week where we beat the living shit out of each other.
Yeah, you know?
It's
a good stress relief.
So we start it on that day, and then...
It's like the Purge, but we don't kill each
other. Exactly.
I was saying, like, did you guys ever play Beat Up the Blind Man growing up?
That sounds terrible. No. I have not. I will not go on record and say that I've played a game called Beat Up the Blind Man.
It might be a Bay Area thing.
Hey, Brandon looks like the blind man. Let's get it.
Yeah. We used to blindfold a group of friends. We blindfold one, and we all just dogpile on
them. Nope.
Damn it. Okay. No. If you ever want to try that, you're welcome to. But,
what happened to their career? Well, they went around beating up blind people.
Yeah, they went around, they beat up blind people, and now they don't have a career anymore.
Where did they get that 1077?
Actually, I think they're in jail. Serving life sentences consecutive.
Beat the blind man.
So, another quick question. Instagram or Snapchat?
Instagram.
Instagram is Snapchat now.
Yes.
Right. Neither.
He lives in the woods.
Yeah. With this beard.
I
couldn't tell by the beard or the camo.
That's right. Camo and
beard. Brandon's on Facebook.
Yeah. Hey, you can find me on there if you're lucky.
Snapchat consumes way too much battery power, and it's impossible to post on if you're in an area like this with a lot of people. So
yeah.
Instagram still works sometimes. Snapchat, no dice.
Plus, yeah, Facebook and Instagram are down here in the Bay Area, so. Yeah.
But when Lance sends me naughty pictures, you know, they don't get
Really?
They don't get put.
Really? You cheating on
just
me?
Just because you guys sleep together doesn't mean I can't get a little bit of something. Come on. Chill. Chill. Tell your bitch to be cool. Say bitch be cool.
Bitch be cool. Spray you down.
I'm going to join this band. That is so much fun. You guys have been the most fun that we've interviewed so far. It's as you mentioned, you're going to go on tour. Any plans to new material in the near future?
What do you think?
You know, depends if the sun aligns with Saturn.
Yeah.
And then
Uranus.
You know, and then his anus. Yeah. With
okay, still about
with Jupiter. What? Oh, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Or yeah, we're always writing. I think we have like half a record right now in our repertoire already for the next record.
We do.
You know, so anytime there's time off, we try to write as much as possible. And this is where I'll get a little serious on it. You know, our music has a message and we have a mission behind what we do. We may sit here and goof off as much as we can, but you know, our music is to empower people that feel like they can't be empowered, or even people that may have kind of lost their way, that you can come back around, you can start over from the beginning, or you can retrace the steps that you've lost and find yourself. And if we're a voice for people that don't have that voice or feel like they don't have a voice, then our mission's accomplished. So we just like to have, you know, I want to put that little bit of seriousness into this interview and just let everyone know that, you know, our music is not just music to be heard, it's to be listened to.
Awesome.
You know, so don't just go into it going, oh, you know, it's got rap in it, it's got rock, I get it, I've heard it before, you know what I mean? Because it's not that. It's so much different than anything that's out there. And we write that, and everything we write, we try to take a personal piece of each of us and put it into our songs.
I literally take a personal piece of
Lance. You literally do. Your ass is almost gone.
Yeah.
Well, on that note,
he's got old white man ass syndrome.
Well, on that note, just a great point is so one of our coworkers, Chaz, says she can't be here right now. She just had a baby, so she's out on maternity leave.
Congrats to her.
Yeah, awesome. So she always ends our interviews with her almost famous question, which I don't know if you've seen the movie or not, but
of course,
it's what does music mean to you? So I'll go ahead and ask it for her. What does music mean to you guys?
Let's go down the line. Lance Dowdle from Ashes to New. What does music mean to you? Wow, did you see what I did there? It was poetry.
Potatoes. Potatoes. Scallop potatoes. Mashed potatoes.
Does this feel normal?
That one's a little harder than usual.
Music means mashed potatoes to you?
Yes.
Is that many sticks in your face like a normal thing?
Are you sticking with mashed potatoes?
Are you sticking with that?
I don't know. Maybe we have raw potatoes, scallop potatoes. What other kinds of potatoes? There's like little
au gratin
potatoes.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Little red skin, like cutting to pieces.
Those are the baby ones.
Red skin.
Yeah. You can do like a semi mash. Put parsley in there. You get
like
a little
potato
bit of
skins.
Potato skins. That's good.
Potato
wedges.
Potato wedges.
Potato
tots.
Ooh. Tater tots.
Ooh. French
fries. Potato salad.
Potato salad.
Potato chips.
So music for you guys means potatoes.
Potatoes.
I'm more of a broccoli kind of guy.
We're done.
Kids from Ashes to New wants you to eat your vegetables.
That's right. Well, I was going to say bacon, but... You know.
I mean, I think it goes along what I just said, though. For me, music has a purpose. You know, obviously, we wouldn't have joined the rock industry if we were setting out to be millionaires.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll never hear us talk about money.
Or boats and hoes.
Or boats and hoes, you know, or doing lines of blow off of Brandon's anywhere parts of his body.
Chilling in my Lamborghini Murcia Swiss Cheezo.
It's more, you know, it's the message behind the music, you know, and it's all about how we deliver it. And, like I said, there's people have come up to us at shows and said, you know, I've had this said numerous times that I've listened to your songs, but I never actually heard them, you know, and I asked them to elaborate on what they were talking about, and I'll just use a specific person in general. She came up to me at a show, and she said, I listened to your songs for a while. She's like, I liked it. She's like, it was good. It was reminiscent of something that I had listened to before. She's like, but I never actually heard it. She's like, and then one day I sat down and it all just clicked. And she's like, I wanted to let you know, because of what you guys are doing, I quit my job. And I'm like, whoa, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. You quit your job. Thanks, I guess. I don't know. But then she went further and she's like, I went back to school. She's like, you know, and I think she was probably like late 30s, early 40s. And she's like, I went back to school. She's like, I'm chasing my dream. And I'm, you know, I'm doing this all over from where I left off when I was younger, where I was scared to go to.
Yeah.
She was afraid to follow that path of, you know, where she wanted to go, because she took the route that she thought was easier. And then she ended up being in a place that she didn't want to be in. And our music helped her get back to where she wanted to be. And that's all about, that's what it's all about. If it's getting back there, or even where you're starting, if you feel, I'm not trying to quote our song, but lost and alone,
yeah,
you know what I mean? You can get past that point in life.
That is awesome.
I've been there. I think most of us have.
Absolutely. Well, awesome, guys. Thank you so much for making the time today. I really appreciate it. A lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing you guys perform later today. And like I said, thank you again, and good luck with the rest of the tour. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next time you come through town.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It doesn't happen to me.
Just did. How you doing, big boy?
Thank you.